us can prosper, it won't work.
Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters to the fam, Mishpachah. Welcome back to Through Thy Precepts. You know, it feels good to be back. We know we've been away for a while, but the Most High is in control of all things. Our footsteps are ordered by Him. It is my petition that you are doing well, my prayer that you are fine tonight, that you are victorious and you're riding high on faith, on faith. Not based upon speculation or what you can see or what you have, but merely on faith and on this word and what the Most High says. I'm your host, Elder V, and no, I'm not standing in for anybody. It's a new season and what we're doing. Elder Andre, I guess he's in seminary. So he's got a lot of homework and things to do, so you all keep him in your prayers. I'll just leave that at that. You know, I had a conversation with someone today about a lot of our people that are actually selling this word and doing different things, and to each his own. I believe that free we've received and free we should give, and of course we don't want to muzzle the ox. We've been told to be a blessing to those that are our teachers, but it's all in how you structure it. So at the end of the day, let's remember that our ultimate teacher is the Ruach, who some of y'all call the Holy Spirit, who some of y'all still call the Holy Ghost, who some of y'all call the Hupma. At the end of the day, we must rightly divide the word, and the Most High told us, He commanded us to not only rightly divide the word, but to search the word out, to become doers. We have a responsibility to not be lazy and do the research ourselves. And see, what needs to be in you is something that can confirm the word when you hear it and when you receive it. But we must become diligent searchers of the word. As individuals, as we begin to grow in the knowledge of this grace and the truth. So that's what I'm going to say to you all, because there's a lot of conversation and discussion. And we here at the Social Change Action Network, we're not a camp. We're not into bashing. And I'm actually trying to get us back to where we used to be when I first started. My purpose was to empower the people, give them information, give them knowledge, give them some hope, some truth, exhort, preach, and teach, and stay pretty much in my lane and not compare myself to anybody. I'm not trying to be an ideologue. I'm not trying to blow your mind. I'm not trying to impress you. I don't want you to follow me. I want you to be a follower of Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. That's exactly who I want to follow. I want to point you to Him and point you to the Word as well. We, like I said, have been commanded to open this book by the Most High and search these scriptures out. He has commanded each one of us to study, to show ourselves approved. Right now, if you're not studying and you're depending on someone else, you're not approved by the Most High. You must be the studier. Curriculum is not of the Most High. The Torah, the Tanakh, and the epistles are of the Most High. The ultimate test will be from Him to see if He will approve us. So let's not forget that. But my purpose and point is that a lot of us are bashing one another, and it's time for us to come together. I pray that there is some things that will unify certain doctrines of people that can be taught, so that there is a clear-cut understanding. I understand some people's motives. They want us to be on one platform, and if you have to go through certain limits to prove that, in order that we as Israel might be one, as Christ prayed that we would be one, that's necessary. I'm in total agreement that that's what we must do. But nevertheless, the unification is going to come when Christ gathers us as one. So He'll work all things out in His time for all sort of purpose in the lane that they're in. Know this, because before you came into the knowledge of the truth, why don't you go back 20 years and see where you were as you were growing in grace and on your way to the knowledge of the truth, and you had no idea where you would be. There are some people who are not knowing what kind of time we have, but that are still behind and have not gotten the place according to the timing of the Most High to fully bloom and wake up. Many of Israel are asleep, but they will wake up in the right time. Many will be destroyed. Many will fall for the okey-doke, but there will be those that will wake up when it's time, if it's the Most High's will. Remember, he said that before you were formed. In Jeremiah, he said, before you were formed in your mother's belly, I knew you. I called you and sanctified you. Those that are his and called according to his purpose, he already knows. One of my favorite scriptures is that Romans 8, whom he foreknew, he predestined. And then predestined, he called to be conformed to the image of his son. And then he called, he justified. Then he justified, he glorified. What shall we then say to this? If the Most High be for you, if he's on your side, what can be against us in this earth? What we're going through, the trials and tribulation, the sickness, the GMOs, the mark of the beast, the internment camps, the recession, the crooked presidency and Congress and Republicans and lack of money. None of that stuff can stop the Most High from working out what he's going to work out. But more importantly, we have to understand that the just shall live by faith, meaning you won't have any other choice but to live by faith and trust him in this hour. That's the onus is upon you. The just shall live by faith. Brothers and sisters, understand that the biggest prison is fear. And that's the biggest trap that Satan wants to use to put you in fear. And if you look at the news today, there is so much despair as they put you into a state of cognitive dissonance where they actually subliminally, subconsciously play with your mind and your emotions. And if they can get you seduced by the narcotics, the pharmakia, and the drugs, and different things like that, this has a more intense and drastic effect on you, brothers and sisters. So we have to become knowledgeable by studying to show ourselves approved. There's too much internet, too many books available to you, too much research you need to do. Even if you hear it taught on YouTube, Blog Talk, go get the book and research it for yourself and let the Ruach deal with you and give you the understanding for where you stand. Because you have a mission yourself, and I applaud all of you that are preaching and teaching this truth wherever you are, in all the states, all the countries, in a small classroom, at your job, in the bathroom, on the bus. You don't have to be a superstar, because it don't work like that in Christ. Some of your greatest moments for what you're going to do for the Most High, most people are never going to hear about or see. And you better not even try and brag about it and come tell everybody unless he's told you to do so. So after we've done all we can to stand, we're going to stand. And that is my endeavor. That's what I'm back to do. I want to finish out this year with the shows that we do. Straight No Chaser will be moving into a different establishment. It will be Straight No Chaser, the conscious show, because we have another group of people that have an affinity to be conscious, politically, socially, and culturally conscious. And I think that's important. I think that Straight No Chaser had gotten to a particular area of dealing with the family, the community, and the hip-hop community and our social ills. But we want to become more conscious and more intelligible in our conversation and discussion as it pertains to what's going on with our people and the diaspora of Africa, the people who don't know that they're Hamites, Shemitic people, what role you play, where we stand. We get off into so many people. We are the lost people that fall for every religion, every belief system, because Satan wants to destroy us, and that's what he set out to do when he established religions in the earth. Brothers and sisters, believe it or not, this is all about the children of Israel, and that would be you. The ultimate destruction is about the children of Israel. So we're going to continue with Through Thy Precepts. Like I said, welcome to Through Thy Precepts. We're going to get into some scriptures tonight, and Most High willing. And, of course, we'll be back to the Shabbat show. We'll be finishing up this particular month before we get into what this fake world calls Black History Month, the shortest month of their Gregorian calendar. But what we're going to do is make sure that we don't talk about who created peanut butter, fake false heroes that liberated us into a burning house by the name of King. We're going to expose those things. We're going to have a plethora of different teachers. Some sisters will be coming on that'll be talking about our real history before the transatlantic slave trade and how we got here. I'm not going to talk about slavery and Chicken George and Frederick Douglass and all that. You know, that's wonderful, you know, what some of those people did. And, you know, but some of those things weren't wonderful. You know, we were a tighter people before we were so-called emancipated, liberated. We were more structured as a family trying to hold on to what we had. Of course, before what happened with Martin Luther King, that Jesse Jackson turned into the Rainbow Coalition that became the gay movement today. Before that happened, we supported our communities, and we stuck with each other. And the Most High, all praises to Him, is bringing us back together. So we're going to finish out the month before we get into next month, and we're going to be getting into historical facts about how we fled from Babylon to Timbuktu and fled to the Atlas Mountains. And we're going to talk about the history of our people between the so-called testaments and how we were conquered by Alexander the Great, Antiochus Epiphanes, and the different people, how the temples were destroyed, the Maccabees brothers, and why it's important to keep the commandments. And we're going to get into our real history and who really did sell us. It wasn't just all Africans that are in the diaspora. Now, we're going to talk about the Shemites and the Hamites and, you know, the Most High willing to get into that. We're going to cover some real history, and we plan on being on at least 3 or 4 times a week in the month of February. If you have an endeavor as a teacher to be a part of that, please email me, because this platform is open to you. If I know you and you have a message and you want to be a part of this, we can communicate. Let's talk, because we want teachers out there. And we want to give you the opportunity to use the platform to be heard and to create discussion amongst our people as we try and educate one another in this hour. Our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we're waking up. All praises to the Most High. We're waking up. We are waking up. These dry bones can, shall, will live again. We are waking up, Israel. We're not falling for the okey-doke. And it's because we're connecting to the frequency of the Most High, and we're getting back on His clock. And the alarm is sounding about who we are. Wow. Greater is that is in us than anything in the world. Our exterior surroundings are trying to crush what we have on the inside. But we will be victorious, because 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, tells us that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of the power of Ahia. So we're getting ready to bring forth that treasure, brothers and sisters. Tonight, briefly, I want to talk about the mark of the beast, and it's not a so-called so much of a teaching I want to do, because you've heard all these teachings on the mark of the beast. There's tons of them on YouTube, the internet. Not like I'm bringing forth something new, but we will go through some of the verses and scriptures. This is a show where we just look at the precepts. Some of you are former Christians. This was your Bible study night, so that's why I thought I'd open up with a song for you. But now that you've come into the knowledge of the truth, we fellowship here on the airwaves, and we connect, and we just go through some of the precepts and share the understanding. But also, there was something brought to my attention that I wanted to share with you before we get into the precepts that kind of sparked this class. I'm going to give you the link. It's called Beginning. Well, let me read it first, and then I'll give you the link. What was brought to my attention is there's a various types of RFID microchips available. Now, let's remember that this is a part of Obamacare, that you must have a two-way frequency radio to participate in this program. This particular article got my attention because it combines the worst of two evils. It's called FDA approves sale of pills with RFID microchip. Let me read this to you real quick. And I thought I had put the photos up. I don't know if you can see the pictures. I think that we had some problems getting the pictures up. But it looks like, if you remember CERTS, mints, well, that's what the drug looks like. And the chip is about the size of dust. And it sits on the top of a pill. Now, what happens is, well, let me read this. Beginning and end covered. The United Kingdom approving prescription pills that contain RFID microchips. Now the United States Food and Drug Administration has approved similar ingestible RFID microchip medicine for use in the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration has approved an ingestible digital sensor that can track physical health with the assertion that patients are not taking their medication regularly and need a tracking device inside their body to assist them in their medical care. Proteus Digital Health released the ingestion event marker, an IEM, which was first approved in Europe. George Savage, co-founder and chief medical officer at PBH, claims that this ushers in a new era of digital medicine that shifts the paradigm. The IEM, as small as a grain of sand, I told you it was the size of dust, can be embedded inside of a pill and ingested to monitor the patient and their bodily health. The device will collect measurements such as heart rate, your body position, and activity. The IEM sends a signal to your smartphone, which then transmits the data to your doctor. Actual real-time data about your biological makeup can be uploaded wirelessly. How it works is, first the patient takes pill, which has been modified to contain an edible microchip. It's incredible. After the pill is swallowed, the chip is activated by your stomach fluids. This is what fallen angels have taught through technology and science for these men to ensnare people. They have actually set it up to where the digestive enzymes in your stomach activates the chip. Doesn't destroy it or eat it up, it activates it. Number three, there's a patch. Like the patch that people have for smoking, receiver, which decodes data about the drug. You put this patch on your arm. It looks like maybe a small Band-Aid, and it actually decodes everything that's coming from your stomach, your body. See, when it's activated by your stomach, it's sending little neurons and little even smaller little robots throughout your body to read your heart rate. It can actually tell what's going on, where you are located, and what you're doing. Now, the receiver transmit information to your iPhone, your smartphone, which is why they want one in all of your hands, and it tells the patient when your next dose is due, because they're going to make sure you take your medicine. Don't go to your doctor and tell them that you are having anxiety attacks, because then you'll be on a list. Once you're on that list, you will be medicated. Now they're getting to the point they're going to make sure you take your medicine. If you don't take your medicine, I'm quite sure you'll be labeled as a danger to society, which is why we're seeing all these killers, these mass murderers have been seeing doctors and have been under mind control and just different things with their medicines. But let me back up a minute. Let's look at this. They're combining a microchip with pharmakia. Pharmakia is already a drug that's used to put you up under witchcraft, sorcery, and put you in an intoxicated state of mind and open you up to demonic suggestion and possession. Now, not only do we have you opened up to spirits, we've got a chip inside you that can monitor, control some of your brain activity. Because what they're not telling you is that they have the ability in a lot of these chips to end your life. Let me finish reading. Society is becoming more and more indoctrinated into the acceptance, use, and desire of RFID microchips as a regular part of life. All the while, the dangers of the intrusion into one's privacy are not taken into account as serious issues. Even those in favor of RFID pills openly acknowledge the privacy issues involved. About half of all people don't take medications like they're supposed to. Chances are that many people have taken this chip and don't even know. There was a study, there was an article that said that a lot of people were being chipped upon during surgery for knee replacements, hip replacements, heart surgeries, and didn't even know. Ended up getting x-rays and found out that there were chips inside of them, and it ended up suing some of the hospitals. Now imagine that you're taking all of these pills and medicines instead of following the dietary laws, and having faith and taking pharmakia, that you may also be chipped already. About half of all people take medication like they're supposed to, says Eric Topol, director of Scripps Translational Science Institute in La Jolla, California. The device could be a solution to that problem so that doctors can know when to rev up a patient's medication adherence. Yeah, when to get you more spun out of your mind. And then don't let you get to a doctor who has specialized in hypnotics and mind control and suggestive conversation. This is what's happening with a lot of these people who are ending up killing people and then killing themselves. With the company that manufactures the device, Proteus Digital Health in Redwood City, oh my goodness, they're right up here in California. But he embraces the sensor's futuristic appeal. Yeah, I'm sure you do, saying it's like Big Brother watching you take your medicine. There you go. Now, Big Brother will have a person's full medical profile, current health status, and location. So if you're not taking your medicine, they can come knock on your door and say, you didn't take your medicine. You need to take that pill right now at gunpoint, especially since they're getting ready to take away your guns. You know, you will not be able to protect yourself in times of tyranny. And we're quite sure in March that they will enforce these new gun laws, but I don't want to get off track. The Bible prophesies that in the final years before the second coming of Christ, also known as the Great Tribulation, almost the entire world will be using a system that will track every citizen all over the planet. Now, this is something that this particular website they're getting into. I'm not going to continue reading that part, but I did want you to see the pill and see the article, so I don't really suggest it, but you can find it at beginningandend.com/FDA-approves-sale-of-pills. And just check out the pill and read the first part of the article, which leads us to the whole thing that we're talking about this evening, which is the mark of the beast. We've heard all kinds of speculation early on of what the mark of the beast is and what is 666, but let's just go ahead and get into some scriptures and then we can have some conversation. We got people saying that Obama's the Antichrist and he's the beast, and you got people waiting for a rapture, and they're not going to believe that this, the chip is out, because they say that the chip's not supposed to come out until the rapture. Oh boy, we got people thinking it's going to be a tattoo. We've got people thinking that they're going to be forced to take it, or their head's going to be chopped off, and there will be martyrs for the saints. But before we get into all the scriptures, brothers and sisters, what I want to say is that when the scripture says, resist the enemy and he'll flee, this is going to be applicable to the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is not something that they're going to force upon you. They're going to put us in positions to where we're going to have to trust the Most High, because they're going to make it to where you'll probably, more than likely, need the mark of the beast to buy, sell, live, take care of your kids, and to even exist. And you'll be tried, and you'll be humiliated and looked at as a fool if you don't take it. This will happen in your churches, and this will definitely happen in your jobs and corporation. They'll discontinue your paycheck, and you will be fired if you do not comply with the system, because that's going to be the only way you'll be able to receive your medical and to be compensated. Let's look at Revelations 13, 16 through 18, talking about the mark of the beast. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark, that is the name of the beast, or the number of its name. Now, this calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. And there's been a lot of hype around the number 666 and what it happens, but that does represent a man. But the man it represents is the Roman Catholic Church, those that you want to call the Illuminati, and those that you want to call the son of perdition. It's going to represent that beast system. And those that want to get us to worship a fallen angel, the fallen God, and to worship Lucifer. We must understand that many of the Christians in many churches and many people are worshiping Lucifer right now, unbeknownst to them, they're worshiping a false Christ, a false God, in a false temple made by man, receiving a false doctrine, reading out of a false NIV Bible. And it all stems back to Isaiah, the 14th chapter, when Lucifer presented his five-point plan. And matter of fact, I'm going to go there real quick, Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Many people kind of go right over that because he made it very clear what he was going to do. And that's the time we live in. This is not to come. This is taking place right now. Lucifer's five-point plan. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. Isaiah 14 and 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said, this is how, 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, in his heart, that's why the meditations of your heart, the Most High knows your heart. And he heard in his heart, he said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. That's your space program and your satellites and everything that's going on up there. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. These are your false doctrine, your Catholic churches and the synagogue of Satan. This would be them and all of your little religions that are the daughters of Rome. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. In other words, his whole plan was to emulate the Most High. He said, I will be just like the Most High. And most of you are deceived and you worship him and don't even know it. But I'll say this. Christ, if it were possible, even your elect would be saved. Book of Job made it clear that Lucifer couldn't even get to Job because there was a hedge around him. And he asked the Most High if he'd remove the hedge. And he only let him in to touch a little bit. This is what you want to keep in mind, but that's for those who aren't fearful, for those that keep the commandments. We'll get into that. Let's look at Revelations 13, 1 through 18. And I saw a beast rising out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 diadems on its horns, and blasphemous names on its heads. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And to it the dragon gave his power and his throne and great authority. Let me pause right there. There is the speculation, and I don't want to like actually be, I don't want to use a lot of eisegesis and read into the text. But there is one that Lucifer, this will allow to have this power and this great authority in the earth. And this is why you have so many speculating that it's Obama, because of all that he's done with conquering many nations and countries and murdering and passing some of the most horrendous laws ever passed, known to any president. And how he can just be so suave, cool, and smile on your face, and you all applaud him and love him, and he can do no wrong. And it's just now getting ready to begin in the second term. You need to understand his role. This man has been vetted intensely by Satan himself to prepare him for this role in the earth to lead us into the final stages of Jacob's trouble.
to destroy the children of Israel in the earth once and for all, and to be, and cause the earth, the entire earth, to become immoral and degrade the entire earth. They want to make sure there's nothing for the Most High to come back for. And they want to make sure that there's no army that the Most High will have, because Benjamin, Judah, and Levi will fight with Christ over in the Valley of Decisions. I just want to put that in there. I'll continue. And they worshiped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, and who can fight against it? And the beast was given a mouth, uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. Let's see. Should we do the math? 4 times 2, 8, 48. Well, we won't even talk about that. Let's move into Revelations 14 and 9. And another angel, a third, followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and its image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand. Now, the scripture is getting to, let me move down to, if he receives a mark, he also will drink of the wine of God's wrath, poured with full strength into the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and sulfur in the presence of holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, these worshipers of the beast and its image, and whoever receives the mark of its name. Whoever takes this mark will receive the fury of God's wrath. It makes it clear in Revelations 14 and 9:11. People don't understand that your Christian church has taught you about an all-loving Messiah and God, and they don't know that he's a man of war, and he's coming back to avenge the saints and the blood of the saints and to make right a lot of wrongs. I always tell people he's coming back to open up a can of whoop-ass, and it's going to be on. There'll be no harps and sandals and daisies. It's getting ready to be on, and all of the injustices that have been imputed upon our people. Every nation was built upon the backs of slaves that were beaten, boiled, persecuted, maimed, cut, pierced, poked, raped, sodomized. The Most High elect his people. Yes, we were under the curses, but he's still coming back to avenge the saints that kept the faith. I don't want to be on the wrong side of that. What they're going do with the mark of the beast, you have to understand, family, Mishpachah, is that they're going to make it to where, see, because the enemy can't force this chip on you, the mark of the beast on you, but they're going to glamorize it to where you're going to ask for it, you're going to want it, you're going to have it, because you're going to say, how else can I live? And this is where the rubber is going to meet the road and lines will be crossed about those who really love the Most High and those who really can live by faith and those who really can walk away from this world, those who will come out of her, my people. Let's look at Revelations 13 and 16. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead. Now, speculation is that this chip can, they've already talked about how the chip can be embedded on the top of your hand. They made it clear that there's a chip that can be embedded in your forehead. But what they're not making clear to you is that if you get out of line, that they can cause that chip to explode and it will release a neurotoxin or cyanide poison and kill you. So therefore, they have complete control of you. And this chip has been designed to alter your DNA and your complete thought process, and will open you up to hearing more demonic suggestion. That along with your pharmakia, the drugs, because our entire society is drugged up. Everything to, I talked about the marijuana. Nobody's thinking about this. All of the marijuana is GMOs. It's genetically modified. Even the marijuana is not grown out of the ground the way it used to be. Monsanto's trying to control the marijuana. There are over 11,000 marijuana emergency people rushing to emergency for marijuana every month. And they're not telling you that because it's all modified, which is why they got Kush, Purpose, all these different brands and types, because they modified it and put more of it in there to mess you up and change your DNA. We're living in a society now where people are dropping dead. Kids, children are dropping dead from vaccinations. Before I get back to these GMOs, let me read something about a vaccination from a baby who was a child, was instantly paralyzed after he got the new meningitis vaccine. At least 40 of 500 children vaccinated in a small African village were all paralyzed immediately. Another young white lady went to get the vaccination. There was nothing wrong with her. And she immediately fell out of the seizures and dropped dead, went into a coma. This vaccination that they forced your kids to have before they went to school, the Tdap and all that, it's causing sickness. Why do you think there's a flu pandemic, epidemic all over the place? And now they're pushing, go get your shot. The goal is to lower the population. Go read the Georgia Guidestones. They want you dead. They want the children of Israel, but they'll take casualties as well. Whoever gets in the way. They figure, hey, everybody's waking up, but we don't care what time it is. We've got everything in place to establish our new world order. We're ready to fight the Most High. We've got our armies in place. We've got people under control. We've built an alternative universe reality. We've got all of the fallen angels have given us the technology we need, and we're prepared to fight. They visited with aliens, which are demons. They've got them on their side. They've got these clones that they haven't revealed to you yet. They've been splicing genes. They have creatures that you haven't seen in the earth. You think these movies coming out about these giants is a joke? They've got deep underground bases called dumb, where they have experimented with splicing humans with animals, and they have these things, and they're going to unleash these things on the earth. And you're going to tell me that God is done with the commandments? The Most High doesn't have, I can eat pork and do whatever and live any kind of way, and that I can get a mansion? Man, I'm trying to be in the ark of safety, the ark of the covenant, and be attentive to his will. Man, I'm trying to fight. Look at something else. Let's go back to Daniel spoke of it as well. Let's read Daniel. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel saw a dream and visions of his head as he lay in his bed. Then he wrote down the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel declared, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. And four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. And as I looked, its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the ground and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. And the mind of a man was given to it. And behold, another beast, the second one like a bear, it raised up on the side. It had 3 ribs. Its mouth was between its teeth, and it was told, arise, devour much flesh. And these are these kingdoms that have been established to be a part of this order to help destroy the people. I want to stick with the mark of the beast, but I want to just get into that with another precept so you can see something in the Old Testament and with the New Testament. Listen to this. The beast, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. And authority was given it over every tribe and people and language and nation. And what's happening here is, I'm going to start from the beginning of Revelation 13 instead of reading from 7. Bear with me 1 second. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power. And this is a precept and a confirmation from Daniel. In his these are those kingdoms that the beast will be over and conquer. Remember that Satan has given him all this authority and power. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. There's been speculation that Obama's going to be shot in the head with the Lincoln movie coming out and him admiring Lincoln and him being prepped for this so that he'll be even more so worshipped in this final hour as he leads millions to their death because all of you believe in him. Let me continue. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Every country is in fear of the daughter of Babylon. Because America's not fighting for America. America's invading every country and taking its resources and killing their leaders and taking over and introducing them to what they call democracy, which is really a control, as you've seen with Hitler and Stalin and so many other people, of a new world order, which is, I compare the new world order and your United Nations to what you read about in Psalms 83. And there was given unto him, verse 5, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Ahiah to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. War with the saints. Give me 1 second as I give you a precept. This one with the saints. Because many of you say, ooh, are the saints. And you're not going to hear it from just my own words. Bear with me. Them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints, what we must hold on to. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb. So everyone will worship him, but the ones whose names have already been pointed out by the Most High. He already has his chosen, his people, his redeemed, his 144,000 that will not bow to this, that will not give in to this. There were some that are not going to make it. Romans 11 and 19 tells us that branches were broken off, so that others could be grafted in. They were broken off because of their unbelief. But we got to stand fast through faith. So do not become proud and don't become fearful. Because, see, it goes on to say that, you know, I'm not really paraphrasing. I'm reading it for, if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of the Most High. Severity toward those who have fallen. But Most High's kindness to you, provided you continue in kindness. Otherwise, you too can be cut off. So this mark of the beast, I could go on with a lot of different scriptures and give the precepts on what's going to take place in the lap of the beast. But I want to talk about these chips that are already prepared, these guillotines that are already prepared, these death trains that can hold 20 million, these internment camps that are already prepared. There are many that speculate that they are for the children of Israel. They are for the Most High. There will be those that will be beheaded I saw those that were beheaded. Makes it clear. And many will be beheaded. Brothers and sisters, it is not for us to fear in this last hour, because if you have to die, you have to die. Your faith will be tried. Many of you were taught that in this hour you'd be raptured. You're not going to be raptured. Some of you are going to have to prevail and stand and be prepared to be in the wilderness. He's going to hide many to endure hardness as a good soldier. But we're not going to fear the chip. But what I want you to realize is that it's already here, and there are millions who are already chipped. And not only will they be putting it into the medicine, when you talk about the Food and Drug Administration, you're talking about people putting it in food, putting it in candy, the possibilities of many people getting sick and not even knowing why. And people dropping dead and not knowing why. This is not even the hour to play with the Most High and to do away with his commandments, because he said, I'm going to keep my people that keep my commandments, that keep my Sabbaths. Those are the ones that will be in the ark of safety and that will be protected. This is not even the hour. And that's just like the different spin I want to bring on this whole Mark of the Beast thing, because there's many studies that to break it down and give you an idea. 666, the man of son of perdition, and Rome, and breaking down what's happening in Daniel. But what I want you to realize tonight and talk to you about is the cunning way that Satan has set this up to get this whole world to fall that doesn't follow the mind of the Most High. And a lot of our people are following the ways of the Gentiles and are walking right into this, and we're losing them in droves. The whole earth has been turned over to the hands of the wicked. Revelations 12 and 9 tells us the great dragon was thrown down, the ancient serpent, who was called the devil and Satan. He is the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to this earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And you got fallen angels coming down here all the time, still falling. And we will judge them. Those that make it by grace and faith will judge these fallen angels. He's here to deceive the earth, and the deception will be that he's going to make this available, and your faith is going to be tried. I'm encouraging you to be ready to stand, because we have come upon perilous times. Those perilous times are here. They exist. This chip is here. The daughter of Babylon, which is America, is here. If it's for you to stay, if it's for you to get a passport and go run away, I don't know where you're going to go, but, you know, you need to be in tune with your discernment and with the Ruach by keeping these commandments. And you Hebrews need to come up out of this multiple marriage and this deception and following all these clowns who are out here selling you books. Books that they've added words to, books that they've taken words out, people that don't believe in Shaul, don't believe in the coming of Christ, people that are just selling you everything. They can just sell you, throw you off. We don't even have time for that. Time is short, brothers and sisters, and we need to make sure that we're trying to keep our Father's commandments. I'll be right back after this small break.
Yeah, you know, send them out the wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, just food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot. Me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving. the lonely ones. Yeah, when me say, Emily, she could have said long sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. So, I could have watched it broadly. I hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day, she decide, can't take it no more. She fall out, cry, go down on the floor. As soon as she take the razor, telephone a ring. Somebody on the other line, a dollar said. You have to keep moving. Send on this jam, this jam. Yeah, I say no matter what's going on, you know, say you have to shut down. Yeah, I you have to keep moving. Send on, send on, hold on. Yeah, I just another broken artist. So they are the lonely ones. Hey, me say Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, same ward we since birth. Yo, him get a call from him cell phone, say there's been an accident. A little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think, but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no work one, and the doctor say
I'm sure. Through that precept we're talking about Mark of the Beast, and even more so, we're talking about new developments in pharmakia being blended with chips the size of a grain of sand, size of dust, being implemented, combined together to be able to track a person's nervous system, heart rate, location, and activity, and to make sure that they're monitoring that you're taking your drugs. Of course, this will be introduced with Obamacare as well, and am I saying this is the mark of the beast? No, we're seeing various ways to get the whole entire world comfortable with an RFID chip, which we know will be the mark of the beast. And you take this chip, brothers and sisters, you will not make it. You are not one of the saints. You are not in the Lamb's Book of Life. We talked about, Daniel talks about the fact that the saints will take over the nation. I mentioned earlier that we didn't know who the saints were. Psalms 148:14 was the verse I was looking for. And it says, he also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. He's got his people that are going to stand. So even with me telling you this, you know, to resist the devil and he will flee, he's got a remnant. He's got a remnant. And is that you that's willing to come up out of this world? Because the world has conditioned your mind to be prepared. They've got you tattooing yourself, piercing yourself, and doing anything to be like the Joneses. It's not only the world, it's in your mega churches. Your mega church pastors are going to be some of the first to accept the chip, the mark of the beast, to get you to accept it. They are going to have to accept it. These megachurch pastors have sold out to the government, belong to the government, and their job is to get you to be sheep or point you to the beast system and the son of perdition, and to get you to bow down to it. And every one of you that does that will be destroyed by Ahiah, his son Josiah, when he returns, and we go to war. But those of you that are faithful to his commandments, I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, I was knocked out, and I don't know where I left off, but I'm going to say something. Revelations 14 and 12, it says, here is the patience of the saints. And I just told you who the saints were in Psalms 148 and 14. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God, that keep the commandments of Ahiah, that keep the commandments of the Most High, and the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. Here is the patience of the saints. Through all of this, through these trials. And after that, it says, blessed are the dead which die in the Most High from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. And that's where it goes on to say that I saw many that were beheaded. Whoever worships that beast,
and they will be destroyed, and that's the hour that we're living in. Listen, brothers and sisters, I got to run. It's been a pleasure to be back with you, most high willing. We'll be back with you tomorrow with Straight No Chaser, Conscious Show. Elder V, I just want to say that
no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
And every tongue that rises up against you, you better condemn. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey and not a destination. I got mad love for you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you.